LTP is a critical process in order for learning to occur. It occurs via the repeated stimulation of a neural connection that is created during the learning process. Thus, the pre- and postsynaptic neurons communicate more easily. So in effect, the postsynaptic neuron becomes more responsive to the firing of the presynaptic neuron through this repeated stimulation. This in turn strengthens the memory circuit, making the memory more durable and easier to retrieve when required. Remember Hebb's rule, which neatly sums up the effects of LTP. Neurons that fire together, wire together. LTP enables repetition to result in learning, e.g. continually practicing the mechanics of a kick in footy or rereading your flashcards in psych will result in the mastery of a skill or a better memory of key concepts as a result of the LTP process. LTD, long-term depression, on the other hand, is a long-lasting decrease in the strength of synaptic transmission. It has opposing effects to the processes involved in LTP as synapses are weakened as a result of the LTD process. It occurs as a result of lack of activation of a neural pathway, specifically the connection between the pre- and the postsynaptic neuron. Or it can occur via the prolonged activation of a low-frequency stimulation. LTD, long-term depression, provides a neural explanation of forgetting, as disused memories and the pathways responsible for these are pruned off, as opposed to well-used important pathways which are strengthened via LTP in a use-it-or-lose-it fashion. So LTD is a regulatory process as old memories are cleared out, and this allows us to change our thinking in response to our ever-changing world. For example, if you're having difficulties learning how to surf and then are given a couple of tips to focus on, then over time we can adjust our movements. So in other words, LTD enables us to unlearn aspects of a skill that are hindering our learning, which means that we can relearn new aspects of a skill and thus improve our skills.